Investigators have filed criminal charges against two U.S. pilots who mistakenly killed four Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan this spring. Major Harry Schmidt and his commander both face involuntary manslaughter and other charges. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports on one of the deadliest friendly fire incidents of the Afghan war.
Shortly after the bombing, military spokesman Brian Hilferty faced reporters and suggested that friendly fire deaths are inevitable.
We're in a very, very dangerous business. We play with stuff that kills people, that's designed to kill people. This is inherently dangerous business.
But U.S. and Canadian investigators concluded that the two Air Force pilots committed far more than a simple mistake. A report released today explains the incident in devastating detail. Canadian soldiers were training in the Afghan desert in April. They were moving through a gully. The Canadians practiced opening fire on one of the broken-down tanks that litter the Afghan landscape. Several thousand feet overhead, in the night sky, two American pilots saw the flashes of the Canadian guns below. Major Harry Schmidt and Major William Umbach were flying a pair of F-16 fighters. They were members of the Illinois Air National Guard, called up for active duty. They reported seeing anti-aircraft fire. Military rules in Afghanistan called for pilots to simply avoid distant ground fire when they could. It was one way to avoid what the rules call fratricide. Instead, Major Schmidt descended, hoping to locate the target. He radioed to an Air Force controller and requested permission to shoot. That controller, who was flying miles away in another plane, told the pilot to hold his fire. But 14 seconds later, according to the report, Major Schmidt declared that he was firing in self-defense. Speaking on the radio, he called bombs away as he released a 500-pound explosive, which followed a laser beam precisely to the target. Investigators say that both pilots had the right to self-defense if they were in imminent danger, but the report charges that they weren't in danger. They allegedly did not follow procedures, and they now face charges of involuntary manslaughter, assault, and dereliction of duty. This incident prompted widespread outrage in Canada, but Canadian Defense Minister John McCallum says he's satisfied.
The fact that the Americans have laid such serious charges against the two pilots proves that they have taken the deaths of our four soldiers and the injuries of eight very seriously.
The victims included Nathan Smith, a machine gunner who died at the age of 26. His father, Lloyd Smith, spoke today at his home in Nova Scotia.
I'm a professional person myself. I'm a captain on an oil tanker, and I understand what responsibility and that is all about. And with that comes accountability for the actions and the decisions you make. And all I've ever said from day one is I think we need to follow through to ensure that the systems that our sons died to protect work.
Smith says he now knows how his son died, but he still wants to know why. He wants to know why the U.S. pilot disregarded Air Force rules. That's a question that investigators may eventually explore in the military equivalent of a grand jury proceeding, possibly followed by a court-martial. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.